You are listening to BensTorah.com.
One of the most, at least initially, incomprehensible confrontations that Avram Avinu had with the Rabbani Shalom. And as we continue with our presentation this morning, you're going to understand the depth perception of what Avram did and why Avram did what he did. So let's get into the share right now and listen carefully as I start my presentation this morning. Just to refresh everybody's memories, Avram in last week's parsha on Lech Lecha at the age of 99 underwent a circumcision, which is for a person of that age a very dangerous operation to undergo, but he did it nevertheless to show his trust and bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who in fact, according to the Midrashim, helped Avraham perform the circumcision. What happens in Pashas Vayera? So the Torah tells us, Vayera lo Hashem v'lemamre, hu yoshe pesach oil kachayim hayom, that Hashem decided to come to Avraham post the Bris Milah, and according to the Midrashim, to perform Bikur Cholim, to find out how Avraham's doing, how he's feeling. But Avraham, instead of laying in bed and taking it easy, Avraham was this spiritual personality that never was Mesiach Das from what he felt his mission was in this world. And therefore he's sitting at the entrance of his tent, the tent that he brought people in to perform acts of chesed. Vayisainav, he sees some people coming from the distance. Vayar, he shloshem noshim nitzavim alav, he sees three people coming towards him. Not only did he wait for them to come to him, vayar vayoris lekrosim, after his circumcision of 99 years old, he runs to greet them, to escort them into his tent. Vayishtach v'hatz, he even bows down to them to show them homage and kavod. But now we come to the most difficult pasuk in the parsha. Vayomer Adonai, imno motzasi chayim beinecha, al no asava mi'alavdecha. Who is Avraham addressing with the word Adnis over here? So the Gemara in Chulin tells us, Avraham is momentarily, after he greets the Arachim, and returns to the prophetic connective seance he had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'loshin Adnos, and he makes a request for Hashem, if I basically found grace in your eyes, don't leave my tent. I want to continue having our discussion, but what I want to do is first I want to take care of the Archim, feed them, take care of them, cleanse them, make them feel at home, and then I shall return to continue our prophetic discussion, which started before these Arachim came into my tent. This is what the pasuk means, according to the Gemara in Chulim. And the Gemara says, what do we see from this? We learned a very important point. And what's that point? Gadol hachnorsis Arachim, Mikabalas Pnei Hashchina. Literally, that means greater is the mitzvah to bring Archim into your house than to be zochet to have Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina, of being able to be a prophet and talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and having a prophetic discussion with Hashem. Believe it or not, says the Gemara, from what Avram did, it's greater to bring Archim into your house and take care of them than to be momentarily involved in a prophetic discussion and revelation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gadol hachnosas archim mikabalas pnei hashchina. Now on a surface level, when you see this Maimer Chazal, and you read that this is the way the Gemara in Chulin interprets the Pasuk, you literally say to yourself, what in the world did Avraham do? What in the world does this Maimer Chazal mean? How is it possible that anybody could think that bringing Archim into your tent is a greater spiritual experience than literally being a Navi, having a discussion with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on an intense spiritual level, a prophetic vision? How do we understand this Maimer Chazal? Chazal say that's what we learned from it, but what in the world does this Maimer Chazal mean? So it always bothered me as a younger person, and Baruch Hashem, Hashem revealed to me a source, a pshat given by one of the Gedolei Hadar of our generation, the famous Rav Shach Zecher Tzadik L'Ravacha, the very, very prominent and world-famous Rosh Yeshiva of the Ponevish Yeshiva. And the Rav Shach says, as difficult as the Maimer Chazal might sound, I'm going to give you the pshat of this Maimer Chazal, flesh it out for you to understand exactly what this Maimer Chazal means, how to understand it, how to conceptualize it, how to basically focus and understand what the Musa Shmuz that the Torah and Avram is giving us, what the Gemara is explaining, we're learning from this. So the following is the presentation I'm sharing with you by the great Rav Shach Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Listen very carefully. What Rav Shach points out is that we have a mitzvah in the Torah called the concept of halachta b'derachav. We have to walk in the spiritual pathways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This specific mitzvah contained in Parshas Kisavai is brought down in the Sefer Chinuch in mitzvah Tav Reish Yud Aleph, if you want to look it up. The basic thrust of halachta b'derachav is we have to analyze Hashem's actions in the Tanakh literature, especially the Torah literature that we learn, and be able to see the spiritual activities, the Midas Tevos, that were practiced by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah. There's an expression used by Chazal, Diba HaTera Balashim B'nei Adam, when it describes Hashem's interaction with what's going on with people in this world. It talks about Hashem as if Hashem has a human form and a body, and as a fact, he's interacting with us on a human level. But Hashem has no physical body. Hashem is incorporeal, as the Rambam says in the Yugimel Ikarim. The Torah is only portraying him in anthropomorphic phraseology for us to have some type of comprehension of how to apply what Hashem does in this world and do it on a human level using the terminology of human beings. But we have a chiyuv of emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's one of the Tayag mitzvahs contained in the Torah. As I mentioned before, it's contained in Parshas Kisavo, Perech Rav Ches Pasuk Tes, and the Sefer Chinuch Mitzvah Tov Reish Yud Aleph. Now, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to learn from his Midas Tevas and follow in his spiritual, moral, ethical ways that he conducts himself, that we should conduct ourselves as well in this specific format, if that's the case, we therefore understand another pasuk contained in Parshas Re'eh, where the pasuk says, Achrei Hashem Elokechem Teilechun, we should follow Hashem, very similar to Halachta B'Derachav. It then says, Oysu Siro, we should fear Hashem. Es Mitzvosev Tishmaru, we should observe his mitzvahs. Oso Savodu, we should worship Hashem. Uboi Sidbakum, we should connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rashi, on location, in Parshas Re'eh says, what is the meaning of bo sidbakun? So Rashi says, we have to basically see what Hashem does. He dabech bidrachav, a devekus, a connection to the ways Hashem is portrayed in Tanakh and conducting himself. Gemal chasadim, perform gemilas chasadim. Bika cholim, visit the sick, as we see in Parshas Vayera. Kvar mesim, Kamosh Asa Kadosh Baruch, when he buried Moshe Rabbeinu towards the end of his life, concept of Devekus between ourselves and our Kadosh Baruch Hu. But now we come to the big question. What is the meaning of this Dveikus that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Rashi comments, that being the Pshat of Bosid Bakum? So what I'm going to show you today, it's not merely just externally emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Bosid Bakum has a deeper meaning, which I'm going to share with you today, as is explained by Rav Shach, Zechet Tzadik Levracha. And this is what Rav Shach says. Rav Shach says, when it comes to performing the mitzvahs of the Torah, the majority of the mitzvahs of the Torah, what is the positioning that we have in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we are performing these mitzvahs of the Torah? So he's quoting the Mesilas Yesharim and other Balei Musar say, when a person is performing mitzvahs in front of Hashem, you're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're doing other mitzvahs, lulav and esrog, you're putting on a pair of tefillin, you are in the position of what's called being oimed lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam performing these mitzvahs that you are commanded to perform in the Torah itself. You're oimed lefnei Hashem. You're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem watches and witnesses all that you're doing through God's divine providence. Says Rav Shach, there are a certain sector of mitzvahs, a certain group of mitzvahs, says Rav Shach, that I want you to know, says Rav Shach, that these mitzvahs are mitzvahs that are much different, that are even more potent than the other mitzvahs contained in the Torah. And what mitzvahs are we referring to? Mitzvahs that involve chesed and tzedakah, charity and loving kindness. What is unique and distinct about this category of mitzvahs? So to quote Rav Shach literally, because I want you to hear his terminology, what is it that a person accomplishes when you do acts of tzedakah v'chesed? He says, when a person does tzedakah v'chesed, you're no longer being oimed lefnei Hashem like by other mitzvahs, but what happens, and this is the term used by Rav Shach, shemidabich osol HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chodo b'yatzmo, v'nasa chad l'Hashem, that we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're involved in tzedakah v'chesed, we become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we become the arms and legs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu performing the tzedakah v'chesed that we perform in this world, we connect and unite ourselves momentarily to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the Maharal uses the terminology Merkava l'shchinah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We become a divine chariot for God's divine presence in our midst. We're involved in acts of tzedakah v'chesed. This is the power of tzedakah v'chesed. It not only allows us to stand in front of Hashem, but allows us to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a very high spiritual plateau. So says Rav Shach, with this piece of information, I'm now going to answer the mystery question I posed in the beginning of my shiur today. Why did Avram say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me take care of the Arachim and then I'll come back to my prophetic seance with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So says Rav Shach, based upon what I just told you, the answer is very obvious. Whether you're performing mitzvahs of the Torah, most of the mitzvahs, or even if you're involved in a prophetic relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in all of these formats, in all of these matzavim, you are still omeid lefnei Hashem. You're standing in front of Hashem, or you're laying down in front of Hashem. Many prophets had to lay down on the floor because they couldn't take the prophecy standing up. But you're still, even though you're involved in a relationship with Hashem, you are disconnected from Hashem, even in a prophetic seance that you're having with Hashem, as Avram experienced in the beginning of Pasha Ve'era, and Hashem was performing Bika Chaylam. Ya'omid v'yoshev, in front of the divine presence of Hashem. When Avram saw Archim coming into his tent, and he was now able to perform the great mitzvah of tzedakah, of chesed, of gemilas chasadim, which is the essence of hachnasas arachim, he said to himself, I'm now going to be able, through the performance of these mitzvahs, to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a higher level than the prophetic visit connection I had to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before the Arachim came. When I'm bringing Arachim into my tent, I'm not merely performing a mitzvah, tzedakah v'chesed, gemilas chasadim, but I'm now going to be able to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shechina b'chvodo b'atzmo, become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, serving as the hands and feet of Hashem in this world, taking care of his brios, taking care of his creatures, showing avas abrios, which is one of the highest forms of avidus Hashem in this world. Hashem only wants us to love him. After Hashem lakecha, v'havta recha kamocha, kla gadol b'teira includes not only avas Israel, but avas abrios, as the Ari HaKadosh told his Talmidim, through his great Talmud, Rav Chaim, who basically told them, after the Ari HaKadosh died, Rav Chaim Vital told his Talmidim, the legacy which the Ari HaKadosh left to his Talmidim, is that I want you to know something, that you were great Talmidim, the Ari HaKadosh wanted them to know. I was proud of you. Your Bein Adam L'Mokom was on heights that nobody ever reached before, except maybe a Moshe Rabbeinu. But what I want you to know, the Ari HaKadosh told Rav Chaim Vital to tell the Talmidim, that your Avat Hashem is not in question. I want you, however, to perfect your Avat HaBriot relating to all the human beings that are in this world that are created by Tzelem Elokim, Jewish, non-Jewish, they're all Tzelem Elokims. Avas HaBriyos has to be perfected. And according to what I'm telling you, B'Shem Rav Shach, why? Because when a person is involved in Avas HaBriyos, and you perform tzedakah v'chesed, as Avram was doing with these, what he thought, Arab wayfarers were coming into his tent, what did Avram say to himself? I'm now able to lift myself up through gemilas chasadim and tzedakah v'chesed, achanas azarachim, to a level of real connectivity, the vacus between myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore he said to Hashem, stay here, our prophetic seance will be continued afterwards, but I want to grab the opportunity momentarily to not only stand or sit in front of you, but to connect to you, Rabbeinu Shalom, by performing the mitzvah, the Dark of Echesed, which is fulfilled in the mitzvah of Hachnasis Arachim. So says the Rav Shach, this is the pshat of the Gemara in Masechtes Chulin. Avram leaving Hashem's in Bikur Chaylim momentarily and performing Hachnasis Arachim, penning the expression, as the Gemara says, great is Hachnasis Arachim than Kabbalas Pnei Ashchina, was telling us in our deeper format, what Rav Shach says, that the experience of connecting to Hashem, the Boy Sidbakun, is ultimately fulfilled on the highest conceptual and practical level. And not only doing mitzvahs in which you're standing in front of the Rabbeinu Shalom, but doing mitzvahs which connect you momentarily to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To use the expression which Rav Shach says, that what happens is Nasa Chad LaHashem, you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or as the Maral says, you become a Merkava to the Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechvodo U'Biatzmai. And therefore we see from this specific Maimer Chazal the power of the mitzvah of chesed v'tzedakah. It's one of the most powerful mitzvahs and concepts of avodas Hashem that a person can perform in this world. And that is why Chazal teach us that if you want to understand why chesed is so important, there's a pasuk in Sefer Tehillim. The pasuk says, Oilam chesed yibane. When Hashem created the universe, when he created the earth for human inhabitation, the midah HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrated to us was the midah of chesed. And Hashem therefore wanted to teach us that the highest form of emulation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Halachta B'Darachav, of all the major midas, tevos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu possesses, the highest level of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when you do acts of chesed and tzedakah and you mizdabik with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're doing chesed on the micro level. What Hashem did when he created the world on the macro level, creating the world with chesed, with love and concern and desire to help other human beings, other creatures outside the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What I want you to know, and this is a pshat I saw in a sefer called Ksav HaKabbalah, a very, very, very beautiful sefer that was written by the German Gadol of the 1800s. What does the concept of chesed mean? Where is the pasuk, Olam chesed yibane, the world was created chesed, where is that merumiz in the creation of the world during the 6 days of creation? So says the Baal Ksav HaKabbalah, Rav Mecklenburg, the following pshat. In all the days of Bria to Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said after each and every segment of the Bria was finished, Vayar Elokim Kitov. I see that everything that I created in this world is good. Says Rav Mecklenburg, Rashi and most of the Mefarshim comment that the Kitov is Hashem saying, I'm happy that the Bria fulfilled my wishes to be created in the format that I desired it to be. The Kitov refers to the Bria, to the creation. Comes on Rav Mecklenburg, he says, but if you look in the Zohar and you look in Kabbalistic literature, there's a total different take on the concept of Vayar Elokim Kitov. Says the Zohar, what does Kitov mean? Kitov is a description of the Borei, of the Rabbeinu Shalom Bichvodo Biatzmo. Vayar Elokim, Hashem saw what happened. He saw the Bria. And the question you'll ask yourself, why did God create this Bria? Basara Mamaros. Kitov, because Hashem is the personification of good. He is a Meitiv L'Acherim. He is effluent, which is the famous English term for it. He gives of his person himself to all other creatures and entities outside himself. That is the essence of the Rabbeinu Shalom. He's a Meitiv L'Acherim. The Kitov refers to God. A synonym for Tov in this pshat is Chesed, loving kindness, loving to give kindness to other entities, other people, other creatures. Therefore, the Kitov is the Makar of Chesed, of Brias Olam V'Yar Elokim, because God did it to show the Kitov, the Chesed, with which he created the universe. That's the source of Olam Chesed Yibane. This is what Rav Mecklenburg says, B'Shem HaZayar, in the Perish of the Psukim concerning with Brias Olam. If that's the case, Avram, realizing this, went to take care of the Orachim, The boy's Sidbakim was fulfilled by his achlas, his arachim, his tzedakah, his chesed. And once he did that, and he finished his pa'ulos with the arachim, he then returned to continue his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the prophetic relationship they had before. But the high point of what happened that day was not just the Bika Chaylim, but the Hachnosis Arachim that allowed Avram to go to a higher level of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of not just being Oymid Lefnei Hashem, but literally being Mizdabik with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connecting to Hashem as he became one through the performance of Tzedakah V'Chesed. That is why I want to teach you something quite interesting. My dear Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, said many, many times that we know that we have two types of brisos in the creation of the Jewish people. One is called the Bris Avos. The other one is called the Bris of Har Sinai. What is the meaning of the Bris of Maim and Har Sinai? And what's the nature of the Bris of the Avos? The Bris of Har Sinai is obvious. It's a covenant of Klal Yisrael accepting upon themselves through Nasa V'Nishma, the performance of all the mitzvahs of the Torah, the performance of being Isaac, B'Talmud Torah, Yom V'Laila, V'Nasa V'Nishma. We're going to listen, we're going to do, we're going to understand, we're going to analyze. The Gemara says in Shabbos they were given two crowns, one keneged the naseh, the doing of the mitzvahs, one keneged the nishma, the Torah learning about the mitzvahs. We were makabel a bris shel Torah. But says Rav Soloveitchik, what is the meaning of bris avos? What type of bris did Hashem make with the avos? So says Rav Soloveitchik, the bris of the Avos was the bris of Tzedakah V'Chesed. What made Hashem choose Avraham and Sarah to become the progenitors of Klal Yisrael in the future? What made Avraham stand out among all members of mankind together with Sarah Imenu? What made them special? So says Rav Soloveitchik, and this is based upon Midrashi Chazal, he was the first human being on the face of this earth when he interacted with other human beings, that he did this activity in the mode of chesed. He was a Baal chesed. He was emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatest midah that Hashem used in Briat Olam. He became the personification of a Baal Chesed, emulating Hashem. Nobody up until that point in time, even Noach Ish Tzadik, was performing the concepts of charity as a Baal Chesed. And what the perush of that is, listen very carefully. You can perform charity because of a Rachmanis, because of compassion. You can perform charity because of the midah of chesed, of loving kindness. What is the difference, Rav Soloveitchik said, in doing charity because of rachmanut, because of compassion, and doing charity because of chesed? So this is an interesting hesber. I want you to listen. When you do charity because of rachmanut, you need an external stimulus to make you feel sorry for the entity that you are confronting. Whether human or animal, you have to have something confront you that has a need and necessity for your help to stimulate your charitable activities. That's when you give charity because of rachmanut. When you give charity because of chesed, you don't need an external stimulant to make you want to give this charity. You're giving it because you love doing acts of kindness. That's what we translate the concept of chesed. Loving kindness. You want to share what Hashem blessed you with. with other creatures contained in this world. You want a medama to the effluence of Hashem, of the chesed with which Hashem created the universe. He didn't have to create. There was no stimulus. He did it because he wanted to do it. He wanted to share his greatness and his capacities with other creatures and especially human beings creating us, B'Tselem Elokim. Therefore, when Hashem created the world and he showed that the greatest midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chesed, being effluent, doing things because you love wanting to share, not because you have to share because of a stimulus, Avram learned that lesson. And he performed charity because of what? Because of loving kindness. He wanted to share with other human beings what he had. He used to run after Arachim, as the Pasuk says over here, even in pain after an operation, to bring them into his tent, to give them food, drink, and a place to sleep and to relax. He did it because he wanted to, not because he was just compassionate and had rachmanut. Noah, Chazal tell us, he did charity, but he did it based upon Rachmanut. The animals had to show that they're hungry and scream out before he responded to give them the food they needed. He did not perform his charitable activities in the form of chesed. He did it out of Rachmanut, of compassion. That's a big darga. Rachma v'alkom asav is a big darga. Hashem does have compassion, and Noah had that compassion. But Avram went a step further. He didn't do it just because of Rachmanut. He did it because of Chesed. And as we see over here, Avram, through what he did in Pashas Vayera, taught us the power of Nachsos Archim, doing things because you want to do it, because you love to want to have Avat Abriot, you want to help mankind. You want to help them and members of the animal kingdom survive and thrive in this world. You want the universe to be the most powerful place for spiritual and physical perfection. You want to be a shudda b'masa b'reishis in all dimensions of the world's existence. Tzadik yisraelim tzadikim are the foundations of why the universe and the world and the entire existence of Briyas Hashem from the first day still exists to this very day. What allows the world to exist and continue is the Midah of Chesed. Olam Chesed Yibaneh. Avram was the one who taught us the power of Chesed. That's why Rashi says over here in the Pasuk from Re, which I quoted before, of Achri Hashem Elokechem Teileichun Oso Tiraun as Mitzvos of Tishmoru, Osu Savodu. But on the expression of Bosid Bakum, what does that mean? Hidabek B'derachav. Connect yourself physically to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how do you connect yourself and medami yourself? Through Gemilas Chasadim, Biker Cholim, Kfuras Mesim, giving people what to eat and drink. All of this is Gemilas Chesed. Avram became the specialist together with Sari Menu. This is the Midah that he taught Klal Yisrael, is the Yisoid Neman. This is the stamp of the excellence of the personality trait of Klal Yisrael. And that is why Chazal tell us, if you want to know whether a person has Jewish ancestry, the Rambam says quite interestingly in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, the Hilchos of Tzedakah, he says the symbol of being a member of Klal Yisrael, going back to Avraham Yisrael Yaakov, is if basically you're a Rachman, a Gamlan, if you have Rachmanis and you do Gemilas Chesed. If you act with that type of natural wanting to help other human beings, you're a Rachman and a Gamlan. You're up to the level of Gemilas Chasadim. That is the greatest level of Tzedakah and Chesed a person can do. And that's why Chazal tell us that tzedakah is perhaps one of the most powerful mitzvahs. Gemilas chasad is one of the most powerful mitzvahs a person can perform in their lifetime. And based upon Rav Shach's interpretation, oh, why it's so powerful. Not only is it impacting upon other human beings, but it allows you to connect with the Rabbeinu Shalom on a level of becoming one with Hashem, as Rav Shach said, which you cannot accomplish with any of the other mitzvahs contained in the Torah. It's a sug of mitzvahs in its own right. It's a special level of connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which only tzedakah v'chesed has the capacity to accomplish. This is what we learned from the beginning of Parshas Vayera. And I want to go now one step further. If that's the case, we therefore see the following. That in the Torah itself, in Parshas Kisavo, after we have the pasuk, which I mentioned before, where the pasuk says, Yekimcha Hashem lo la'am kadosh, Hashem will make us a holy nation. Kasha nishmalach, as he promised us, ki sishmar as mitzvahs Hashem elokecha, halachta bederachav. That's where the mitzvah halachta bederachav is contained in that pasuk in Parshas Kisavo. But guess what? What is the pasuk that's written right after this pasuk? This juxtaposition is powerful. It says, V'ro kol ami oretz, when all the nations of the world will see, ki shem Hashem nikra lecha, that the name of Hashem of God is called upon us as Jews, v'yoru mimecha, they will have fear and reverence from you. What does this pasuk mean? So the Vilna Gaon, in his uniqueness and his gaonis, says, let me ask you a question. When the Goyish anti-Semites throughout thousands of years of world and Jewish history saw Jews performing mitzvahs, even during the Holocaust, did it stop them from their rishus? Did it stop them from trying to oppress us and destroy us and kill us? Just going back to the Holocaust, the Nazis, Yimach Shmom V'Zichram, enjoy killing Jews when they were learning Torah or davening. They bedafka were mezalza when a Jew was wearing a pair of tefillin. What they didn't do to us when we were performing mitzvahs. So what does the pasuk mean? The Vilna Gaon's asking. What do you mean v'yoru mimecha? So says the Vilna Gaon, the purpose of Klal Yisrael is to show the world what is the ultimate form of a person connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what the pasuk means is, when the nations of the world see Hashem's name is called upon us, how do they see Hashem's name called upon us? When we act godlike, when we act with gemilas chasadim, when we act with avas habrios, when we risk our lives to help save human beings around the face of this earth. In world history, we have in our tekufa something the Jews could never do because we didn't have modern technology. When there's a crisis in the world, no matter what country it might be, the first country on the face of this earth today to send rescue teams, to risk their lives, to save other human beings' lives, not just Jews, but human beings, Selam Elokims, is Eretz Israel. Do you not think that that causes a Kiddush Hashem? Do you not think when the Goyim see that? We saw it in Florida when it came to rescuing, trying to get people out of that rubble. The most successful, most nefesh group that really did incredible jobs was the Israeli rescue team. Before they left, they were given tremendous kibbudim and honors from Americans, from the Florida government, recognizing the mesiras nefesh they demonstrated in risking their lives for Hatzolus Nefashos. That was a Kiddush Hashem. The Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha. They saw us acting like God. We now understand why you're the Aman Yivcha, the chosen people of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're acting like the God of creation, the God of Briyas Olam, the God of Olam Chesed Yibaneh. We, as the Jewish people, have demonstrated to the world, we are concerned not only for ourselves, we're not only particularists, but we're universalists. We're concerned with the health and welfare of the world at large. The Ari HaKadosh I mentioned before, Torah Chaim Vital, to tell us Tamidim, you have to have Avas Abrios, Ava for the entire population of the world, for you to reach the pinnacle of being Nikra B'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Netziv says, why is it that the book of Sefer Bereishis is called the book of Yesharim? Why is Avraham Yisrael Yaakov called the Yesharim? Because they go Yashar, they go straight and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they follow his footsteps. And Avraham Yisrael Yaakov were concerned with the people of their generation. Even if they were over the Avodah Zarah, didn't Avraham daven for the Hatzalah of Sodom V'Amora? The concerns that the Avos Imos had for the people around them is something that is recorded historically in the holy words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu contained in the Torah. If Avram's going to be Av HaMangoyim, the father of the world at large, it's not only spiritual, but it's physical. Not only spiritual salvation, but physical salvation. When Lot, his nephew, was captured and in danger, Avram brought his little army, took on the great Malachim that conquered the Mideast, destroyed them, made them run for their lives, saved Lot, his family, and the other captives. He was Moisa Nefesh not only for their spiritual welfare, but for their physical welfare. He has Hatzalah. Hatzalah not only of Nefesh, Hatzalah Saguf, a Hatzalah of our ambulance service today takes after Avram's Hatzalah Saguf, which Avram showed in Pashas Lech Lecha. The Kivur Chaykim that we have today of trying to make Karev Klais on the world HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually the Hatzalah Nefashas of Avram, Nefasha Asu Becharan, trying to save the souls of mankind, taking them away from idolatry, from polytheism, and bringing them to monotheism, to a belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bichvod HaBiatzmo, which Chazal tell us will ultimately be fulfilled at the end of time, when it comes to the time of Yemos HaMashiach, will be able to fulfill our mandate on all levels, emulating the concept of Gemilas Chasadim on all different avenues. If that's the case, Chazal tell us that when Klal Yisrael act the way we're supposed to, Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha, we cause people Yorim Mecha to have fear and reverence for HaKadosh Baruch Hu by seeing how the way we conduct ourselves as messengers, as servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal say, V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, Gemara in Peah Daf Peh Vav, She'shem Shemayim Misaheva Yadecha. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be sanctified because of the way we conduct ourselves with our interaction of the world around us. And the Gemara in Masechtas Yoma gives us the formula. When Jewish people are Kaira Vishona, they first learn the Hashkafas HaTeira from learning Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebapeh. Mishamish Rabbanim, they have wonderful teachers, male teachers for the men, women teachers for the women, Madricha, spiritual mentors, who help formulate and guide us in the development of our spiritual personality. And then we go out into the big wide world. Masna, masna be'amuna. When a Jew acts according to Torah Hashkafa, they have to act with Ehrlichkeit, with honesty, with integrity, in everything they do, including business. Masa, masa, be'emuna. And dibura benachasim abrios. The finekeit, the purity of the language that we use when we communicate and talk to other human beings. We don't use the language used in the street, which I will not repeat one word on a holy shiur that I'm giving you right now, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. We don't use slang language. We use purified expressions. Dibura benachas, and we speak with love and kindness and compassion to other human beings. The Gemara says, what do we cause? We cause that the Shem Shemayim should be Meshav Yadecha, because people to love Hashem, the Rambam categorizes this in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah in Perek Hey, of causing a positive Kiddush Shem Shemayim in this world. That's how the Rambam categorizes this. And he says, Ato Yaakov, Ato Yisrael, Asher Bechas Pa'er. I become glorified by the way the Jews act in this world, if they act according to the Hashkafas HaTorah that I gave them. If they're not only Rachmanim, but the Gomelei Chasodim, this allows the Jews to cause the Shem Hashem to be seen upon them, for Yorim Yimecha, and teach the world to fear and love and be dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very powerful, very, very important concept that we are deriving from these Mekiris I've shown you up until this point in time. I want to share with you two more before I finish the shiur this morning. On Yom Nirayim, we find a pasuk that says that when we're doing tshuva, it says, Shuvi Yisrael al Hashem Elokecha. And then, there's a Medrash Chazal quoted in Rosh Hashanah, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach Klal Yisrael how to do tshuva, and how to act, and how to behave, and how to daven in front of him. So the Gemara says on Daf Yud Zayin, Asu lafanai kaseida hazeh, you recite the tefillos mentioned in the Torah, Hashem Hashem kel rachem vechanun, you daven in a certain way, and you dress a certain way, v'ani moichel lahem, and I will forgive you. Asu lafanai. The great Mekubal, the Shlach HaKadosh, Rav Horowitz, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, says, I want to make a diuk in the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say, Lo Nemar Yomu Lefanai. It's not accentuating just saying the formula, Hashem Hashem Kelrachim Vechanun, which we say thousands of times in our tilas and our techinos and our bakashos we make during Chayidish Elo, all the way up to including Yom Kippurim. But what does the Shla say, the Torah, with the Marmer Chazal says? Asu lefanai. Do in front of me. What does that mean? He doesn't want us only to say the Yud Gimel Midos of Hashem. He wants us to live the Yud Gimel Midos. He wants us to emulate the Yud Gimel Midos in the way we conduct ourselves, with our interaction with society that we're dealing with day in and day out, 7 days a week. If Klal Yisrael not only says the Yud Gimel Midos, but they internalize it and act with Yud Gimel Midos, the Mekayim V'Halachti B'Derachav, with that Devekus, that assures us the capacity to get kapara from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we're causing a Kiddush Hashem, the nation sees the Shem Hashem Nikolecha, the Yorim Yimecha, and we're fulfilling our mission of being an Arla Goyim, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya. There's one more Maim Chazal I want to mention today to complete this topic, so listen very carefully. When it comes to giving chinuch to our children, we have to be very careful. Unfortunately, in America, there's tremendous, tremendous emphasis on intellectual learning. The intellectual knowledge of going through all types of forms of chachma and analysis and understanding, the seichel, understanding the world around us. There's tremendous emphasis on intellectualism. But the problem is, as important as intellectualism is, and we have to be involved in learning and learning and studying, no question about it, but there's not an internalization emphasized in secular studies in internalizing the good things we learn in the literature and trying to incorporate the good ethics and morals which we read in the literature we read as part of our daily conduct as human beings. Chazal say, Rachmana liba bo'i. Hashem is concerned not only what we're doing outwardly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned what our heart feels like, what we internalize in our personality from the intellectual pursuits of what we're doing, especially when we're studying Torah. We have to make sure in Chinuch Banim and Banos, we're not only giving them the technical knowledge of Torah v'mitzvahs, but Torah's Chinuch, but we have to give them a Chinuch in their personality development. We have to analyze what they're doing. We don't want them to perform mitzvahs anoshim ulumada, to perform mitzvahs mechanically, but we want them to internalize the mitzvahs and make the mitzvahs their personality, to literally train them how to conduct themselves as b'nei Torah and b'nei Torah. We therefore see the power, the incredible power of internalizing this. And I ask everybody please to hold back the background music until I finish what I got to say. So please, if don't talk, mute yourself so I don't hear the nigunim from the background. I want to finish one more piece and you're free for the rest of the day to think about what I told you. I want to end with a statement mentioned by the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim says, and he says this in his Sefer on Chesed, Avas Chesed. The question he quotes, in the name of the Tana Rebbe Lezer, Kesed Yenatza Mechevle Mashiach, how are you going to be saved from the tsaras that are going to confront the world on all levels, including even sickness, war, and other things that are happening in society? How do we save ourselves from the Chevle Mashiach preceding the Mashiach coming? So the Gemara tells us, which is quoted by the Chafetz Chaim in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadiches Amebeis, Yasek B'Teira U'B'Gemilas Chasad. If you involve yourselves in not only learning Teira, but you involve yourselves in acts of Gemilas Chasadim, that is the segula which Hashem says will give us the ability to survive Chevelei Mashiach and to be able to persevere and go on until ultimately the Mashiach comes. The Rambam tells us, and I'll finish with this, when it comes to our activities and our interaction with the world around us, he brings down in Hilchas Malachim that we're mechuyev not only to mevaker our cholim, but to mevaker the cholim of the non-Jewish world. And if they need us to help bury their dead, to help bury their dead. Lefanis aniyehim, if their aniyim need help, we have to give them charity as well. And he quotes the Gemara's expression in Gittin, because of Darche Shalom, ways of peace. My Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik said, when the Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Malachim, he doesn't just say Darche Shalom, but he adds an additional two lines. What does Darche Shalom mean? Tov Hashem Lakol V'rachamav al kamasav, da'acher da'acheinoam, v'chol nisivaseh ha-shalom. When we do things because of da'achei shalom in this world, to do Jew and non-Jew alike, we have to do it because we're emulating Hashem. Hashem has rachamav, compassion, on all of his creatures, Jew and non-Jew alike, and even the animal kingdom. Tzar Baalei Chaim is also a deraisa. The ways of the Torah Noim are pleasant. The pathways of Torah Shalom are peace. We have to personify these midas of Darchei Shalom, which is a positive thing, to be able to fulfill our mandate of being the Am HaNivkar, the great Tzelem Elokim on the highest level possible, which the Jews are given because of their Kedushas Yisrael and their Chiyuv of Mitzvahs. Where Isaac and Gemilas Chasadim with the world besides Eislik B'Teira. We're saving the world, we're preserving the world, and ultimately we're preparing the world for the coming of Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu, Sheyavo B'Mehera B'Yameinu. He should come, sickness should be eliminated, COVID should disappear, the COVID should become instead COVID Hashem, COVID HaTorah, COVID HaBriyos. We should cause such a Kiddush Shem Shemayim with our activities that the Mashiach should come soon, take it from Yad. We should be Zoich at that time for Shalom in the entire world and Brach in the entire world. And our call of brachas aksuva b'Torah, as is mentioned, the Torah should be widespread, that the world should be a blessed planet, walking in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Jews on their Jewish path, the Bnei Noach on the Bnei Noach path. Halavai shu izach to see this in our days. V'chein yir atzom b'mheira ameinu, amein v'yamein. This is the message that was going to continue the world to exist until the ultimate end of time.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.